What's up, everybody? This is Rick Milk. Now, I know it's been a really long time since we last had a chat, and I apologize. Now, I've been extremely busy with what we call life. You know, there's a whole lot going on, and I want to bring something to y'all's attention. Now, conspiracy theories, they're huge. They're massive events. But this whole alien fiasco is even crazier. Holy guacamole is all I've got to say right now. The fact that the government finally decided to tell everyone, yeah, sorry, they exist, is one ridiculous. Like, why now? Of all the times you could have told everybody, and all the places you could have told everybody, you didn't. But yet, for some reason, as of right now, you want to tell people, yeah, they exist. Is it because we're building Space Force? Actually, yes. It is. One of the reasons why we are building Space Force is because of alien activity. Now, they knew about alien activity for years. Thousands, hundreds, whatever. Right? They knew it existed. What else is crazy is that they didn't say anything to anybody. They thought, wow, let's not worry the public. Here's the crazy part, right? It's not that aliens exist. It's that when they said it, nobody batted an eye. Everyone's like, yeah, that's cool. Figured, you know, we got other worldly problems, which is true, we do. But it just shows how much of an impact everyday life has made on regular society, and it's just redunculous. Holy frijoles, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that, oh yeah, aliens exist, it's like, that's cool, I still gotta worry about next month's rent. Oh, that's cool, I still gotta worry about paying $7 for gas in California. Whatever that governor's doing, he's ridiculous. He's honestly stupid. I think he should, you know, wake up and realize what the heck's going on. Oh, wait, that whole, my Tesla is a economic vehicle, totally different story, but it isn't. You think you're helping the environment when in fact you're destroying it completely to try to help it. It's not. It takes, it's a whole different topic. I'll get into it some other time with you. But that's just the gist of it. Right now we're talking about aliens. Alright? Now, there's been alien sightings, alien reportings, things like that before the government announced it. Like the fact that in Las Vegas, right? There's this dude chilling. Saw a big crash in his backyard. Popped open the door, said he saw two giant, like 8-foot figures. And they were definitely not human, and all this stuff. He's just like, dude, what is this? And then the only reason it got investigated is because of the cop that was there asking questions, his buddy got it on his body cam. And it was seconds later after it crashed that they got a phone call about it. So that's why they went to it. And it was crazy, and it sparked the whole aliens existence thing. For me, aliens existence always existed because, come on, like seriously, you think we're the only beings out here of any sort? No, we're not, okay? Honestly, it would make no sense as to why we're the only living organisms around. There's just no sense at all. It just doesn't add up. This universe is gigantic. You want to sit here and tell me I'm the only thing that lives? No. I don't buy it for a second. But I will say, however, that Mexico, I'm sure all of you have heard, Mexico had released a broadcast, and my buddy watches these broadcasts and their credibility, and he gets really into it because he thinks he likes to make sure it's valid. And they brought out these two alien figures that are supposedly 1,000 years old, 780 years, to be more precise, is what it said. But they believe they are extraterrestrial skeletons and things like that. And my only thought was, who the heck dug up E.T.? Why is E.T. showing up all of a sudden? Is E.T. real? Is E.T. based on a true story? Then y'all just thought it was a joke from a kid and some family that you just thought they were loony? Like, come on, we're at the Looney Tunes. This is real life. If that was a real story, holy cow. It's a great story. E.T.'s a good story. But why do they look like E.T.? That's what I want to know. Is where did they come from? Where did they go? Where did they come from? Cotton Eye Joe. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. Anyways, I just thought I'd give a quick spiel about aliens. If y'all have anything to say about this stuff, please feel free to comment. Feel free to send me some sort of information. Maybe we can do a one-on-one podcast where, more like a group podcast, me and a group of people, where we could all talk about these things and the worldly problems of today, because this is ridiculous. It's been so long since I've talked to this, and you know what? I'm gonna bring up further issues some other time, you know? Like the whole Tesla thinking, you know, you're saying, like economists and the Teslas and all the things that are going on. And then I'm also gonna bring up some other issues like COVID-19 on the rise again. But for right now, it's aliens. But I will come back to y'all with what I think is going on and how ridiculous I think it is. Because holy guacamole, this stuff should not have, like, personally, I think they should have said something sooner. We should have built Space Force way sooner when NASA was trying to shoot us to the moon. Just because, or like somewhere around that, so that way they could use resources for other things while those people study what's going on out there instead. But you know what? Everyone's got their own opinions. Please let me know what yours is. Feel free to like, comment, subscribe. Check out my YouTube channel at Rick Milk. I also do TikTok. I've got Twitter. I've got a whole bunch of stuff. WordPress. You name it. You can always find me. Always look for Rick Milk. I am the one and only Rick Milk. No one is who I am. But I hope y'all have a pleasant morning and a good evening. I hope maybe I brought some light to your situation as to what you think might be going on for those who actually care about aliens. But if not, it's totally cool. No harm, no foul. We're doing great. I might even get some of my buddies to do a podcast and make like an Aliens Part 2. I don't know yet. But we shall see how they all feel. Anyway, thanks again for listening. I really appreciate it. I hope y'all have pleasant mornings and a great time. Please, once again, let me know what you think. I'd like to get some info from everyone. And then maybe if I find your point valid enough, we do something. But anyway, I'll catch you on the flip side. Stay frosty. Rick Milk out.